Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. M.R., Number 978. A Trip to Lake County, California. Lakeport, a good place to escape pressures. I have recently made a journey to Lake County, and I stood it much better than I expected. I will enclose with this an account of our trip. If it were possible, I would like to secure a little place where I can go at times from the pressure of the work here. Especially would I enjoy such a place in the hot season of the year. I was much pleased with the scenery on the way to Lakeport. Beautiful scenery and visits to the Hurlbut and Workman homes. Last Sunday morning, between 4 and 5 o'clock, we started on our journey to Lake County. We first drove to Calistoga, which is 9 miles from St. Helena, and after passing through the town, began the ascent of a mountain road so narrow that it seemed impossible for 2 teams to pass on it. For a number of miles, we traveled up this steep ascent, turning constantly to the left, on which side huge rocks towered above us. On our right lay a deep ravine. I had seen something of these great rocks on the journey from California to Michigan. W.C. White drove with me in the single buggy, Brother James leading the way in the platform wagon, in which were Professor Sutherland and Sarah McEnterfer and the luggage. After traveling many miles, we came to a watering trough. Here we took out our provisions, laid rugs on the earth, spread our tablecloth, and ate breakfast. For some weeks previous to this, I had been unable to ride for more than 2 hours at a time, and we doubted if I could endure so long a journey as this to Lake County, but I stood it wonderfully well. I was surprised to find that as I journeyed, I seemed to gather strength. We had thought that we might have to put up at a hotel on my account, but this was not necessary. The fragrance of the pine and fir trees and the breath of the pure atmosphere seemed to give me new strength. I was surprised to see the enormous height to which some of the pines and firs reached. The madrona and live oak trees were not so tall, but they spread their branches and leaves over a wide circumference. They, too, seemed to breathe out life-giving properties. The last 10 miles of our journey was less mountainous and rocky, but most of the way the wood scenery was delightful. By this time, I began to feel quite weary. Nevertheless, I was able to reach our destination, which was the home of Brother and Sister Hurlbut. Here we received a hearty welcome and were very thankful to rest. We retired early, for we had eaten our meals on the way and had rested and fed our horses. We were sorry to find that Mr. Hurlbut is afflicted with partial paralysis and is obliged to walk on crutches. He promised that he would come to the St. Helena Sanitarium, where he can be prescribed for by Dr. Rand. On the next day, Monday, we looked around the farm of Brother and Sister Hurlbut. They have a large tract of land, on which are 2 houses and fine orchards. The lake is only a short drive from the house. On Tuesday, we drove to the lake. On Monday, we drove about 20 miles in all. In the past, Brother and Sister Hurlbut have given a home to cast out and orphan children, but this work has been broken up by the illness of the husband. These people have thought that they might establish an orphanage at their home, but they cannot, without efficient help, carry on such an enterprise. The Lord understands better than we do how to manage such important matters as the education and training of the youth. Wherever such schools are located, whether they be for white or colored people, they should always have connected with them wise, strong managers. We could hope that sometime this place, among the fir and hemlock, the birch and pines, might become a place of resort for the sick and suffering. But if such should ever be, great changes would have to be made. With its beautiful lake, its pure atmosphere, and healthful altitude, this would make an excellent health resort. On Tuesday morning, before we left the home, 2 of the workers on the Hurlbut place, Brother McMaines and Miss Batterson were married, W.C. White performing the marriage ceremony. The newly married people will now take charge of the place.
I wish, my children, that you could have had the privilege of being with us on this journey. The blessing to be found in the invigorating atmosphere is better realized than described. All along the journey, our eyes were greeted with the sight of beautiful trees laden with blossoms. It was a great delight to me to look upon the lilac-colored flowers growing in such profusion, and to see the pure, clear streams flowing from the mountain ravines. The young pines were just putting out their beautiful new foliage. Oh, it was so inspiring, so full of health, so free from the spoliation of man's devisings. I could not help wishing that a camp meeting might be held in these forests, among the towering trees and massive rocks. On our way home, we stopped for a few hours at the home of Brother Workman. We found everything about the house very neat and clean. Brother Workman has been in ill health for some time. For a while, he took treatment at the St. Helena Sanitarium, but is now at home with his family. His wife is a very pleasant woman. There is one daughter, about 29 years old, working as a nurse at the sanitarium. Another daughter of about 18 helps the mother in the home. There is a son, about 15 years old, and a little girl of 11. Mabel, Willie White's second daughter, is married to the eldest son of the family, and another is bookkeeper at Healdsburg College. Mabel and her husband are at Washington, where he is attending school and educating himself for a teacher and builder. We would be pleased to have Emma with us this summer, and you also, Edson, whenever this is possible. With our horses, we can drive wherever we please. In the heat of summer, I shall go, with Sarah to accompany me, to Lakeview, and then I hope you will be able to go with me. There is a fine hotel soon to be opened a few miles from the house where we made our home. With the horses and carriages we have, we could make the journey in comfort, and you could be delighted with such scenery as I think you have never before seen. This is all I need to say on this subject, except to repeat that we have plenty of house room. If Emma's sister should accompany you, we will welcome her also. I am planning to attend the camp meeting at Lodi. We shall find rooms off the ground so that I may not be wearied by many visitors. I shall remain at this meeting as long a time as my health will permit. I wish you also could be present. I am sure you could be made comfortable. I learn from several that there is a great deal of sickness in Battle Creek just now. I feel that it is not a healthful place to live. I will not write any more, for I expect to see you soon. And to a great degree, my writing must be laid aside for a time, and I must rest. We are nearing the close of this earth's history, and we need to place ourselves in right relation to our dear Savior, who gave his life for us. We have not a moment to lose. We are fitting our characters for eternity, preparing for habitation in that city that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him. I do not want to miss gaining an entrance into the New Jerusalem, and I want Edson and Emma and Emma's sister to be there. All who will form characters after the divine similitude will receive a welcome to that holy place. I hope you will think about what I have told you in this letter about my journey to Lake County. I feel that the trip has done me good. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 31st, 1983.